a beer CSA in Maine, where the craft brew business has taken off, it was only a matter of time.
So we're in about probably a 12 by 20 foot space. It's pretty small in the brewery world, I'm sure.
Mia Strong stands inside her garage, the future home of the Strong Brewing Company and CSB, on Old Rope Ferry Road, where routes 176 and 15 intersect in Sedgwick. Three 55-gallon steel drums for brewing sit side by side along one wall. The idea for this venture has its roots back in the early 1990s. Strong and her husband, Al, who lived in New Jersey at the time, began vacationing in Maine.
Discovered our first microbrewery in Bar Harbor, and it's been a love story ever since. At that point, every vacation afterwards was the beer trail.
Back in Jersey, Strong's husband picked up a copy of The Joy of Homebrewing and began making his own beer. Within a few years, the couple picked up and moved to Maine, intent on opening their own brewery. But they still needed to make a living and pay the bills, and there never seemed to be enough time or capital to move forward with the brewery business. All the while, Strong's husband, who works as a finisher at Brooklyn Boatyard, continued making beers like the Soul Patch Porter and the Maniac, a double IPA for hop lovers.
They're at another brewing level than we are.
Judy Helliker, who lives in North Blue Hill, belongs to a homebrewers group started by the Strongs. As rave reviews of their beer kept flowing in from Helliker and other club members, the Strongs continued looking for ways to open that nano brewery. They didn't want to take on more debt for the startup costs, but then they got an idea. What if they started a share-based brewery, kind of like the organic vegetable CSA they belong to?
It's not legal for us to sell beer right now. We don't have a license. The whole point of the CSB is to help us raise the capital to get the license and have the community really involved in that process.
Mia Strong says $340 gets you a full share at the couple's community-supported brewery. That's 48 fills of a 64-ounce growler. Mia and Al Strong need to raise $15,000 to get licensed by the state. That's about 44 CSB members. So far, they have around a dozen, including Helliker and her husband, Jim Colby.
He comes up with different beers, and rather than buy some store-bought beer that probably isn't going to be as good, we can get whatever Al's brewing and try that.
For MPBN News, I'm Jay Field.